Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Accounting Game by Daryl Mullis presents financial accounting in a way that feels practical, approachable, and immediately useful for non-accountants. Using the familiar scenario of running a lemonade stand, the book translates intimidating terms like assets, liabilities, equity, revenue, and expenses into everyday decisions a small business owner actually makes. Instead of treating accounting as abstract rules, it frames accounting as a system for answering clear questions: what do I own, what do I owe, how much did I earn, and where did the cash go? The book walks readers through the core financial statements and the logic connecting them, helping them see how transactions flow into records and then into reports. Designed for entrepreneurs, managers, and curious beginners, it aims to build intuition as well as competence, so readers can speak the language of finance, read statements with confidence, and make better decisions without needing a formal accounting course. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, accounting as a story of the business. A central idea in the book is that accounting is not mysterious math, but a structured way to tell the story of a business. By grounding concepts in a lemonade stand, readers can map each real-world action to a financial meaning. Buying supplies becomes an investment in resources, selling lemonade becomes value creation, and paying helpers becomes a cost of operating. This storytelling approach reduces jargon and makes it easier to remember why the rules exist. The book emphasizes that accounting organizes information so owners can answer practical questions about performance and position. It distinguishes between what the business owns and controls, what it owes, and what is left for the owner. It also shows why timing matters, because the same activity can affect cash differently than it affects profit. This framework trains readers to look past bank balances and ask whether the underlying business is healthy. For entrepreneurs, this is crucial, because many businesses fail not from lack of effort, but from poor visibility into how decisions change the financial picture. The topic helps readers build a mental model where every transaction has a narrative and a consequence, making later topics like statements and entries far easier to grasp. Secondly, the balance sheet and the accounting equation. The book uses the balance sheet as the foundation for understanding financial accounting, centering on the relationship among assets, liabilities, and owner equity. Readers learn to view the business as its own entity, separate from the owner, with a snapshot of what it has and how those resources are funded. In lemonade stand terms, assets might include cash, inventory like lemons and cups, and equipment. Liabilities could include money owed to suppliers or borrowed funds. Equity represents the owner's stake after obligations are considered. The value of this topic is clarity. Instead of memorizing categories, readers learn the logic that keeps records consistent. When something changes, the equation must still balance, so every action has at least two effects. This naturally leads to an understanding of why accounting uses a dual-sided structure. The topic also helps readers interpret what the balance sheet can and cannot tell them. It can reveal liquidity, leverage, and whether the business is building a base of resources, but it does not by itself show profitability over time. For small business owners, learning to read this statement supports better choices about borrowing, reinvesting, and managing working capital. Thirdly, income statement and the difference between profit and cash. Another major lesson is how the income statement measures performance over a period, and why that performance can differ from the movement of cash. The book breaks down revenue and expenses in a way that mirrors daily operations, sales from customers, costs for supplies, wages, rent, marketing, and other operating needs. By tracing the lemonade stand activity, readers see how profit is calculated and how it connects to business decisions like pricing, purchasing, and controlling waste. A key benefit of this topic is building awareness of timing. A business may sell on credit, pay in advance, or buy inventory that will be used later, and these choices can distort intuition if someone only watches the bank account. The book helps readers understand that profit is an accounting measure designed to match income with the expenses that generated it, producing a clearer view of whether the business model works. For entrepreneurs, this can prevent common mistakes such as assuming the business is thriving because cash is temporarily high, or assuming it is failing because cash is temporarily low. This topic encourages readers to separate operating results from financing and investing decisions and to use the income statement to evaluate sustainability. Fourthly, how transactions become records, the logic of double entry. The book introduces the mechanics that turn real events into reliable financial reports, focusing on the idea that every transaction affects at least two accounts. Without getting lost in technicalities, it explains why a consistent system is necessary and how it prevents errors. In the lemonade stand framework, buying supplies might reduce cash and increase inventory, while a sale might increase cash and increase revenue. Paying a bill reduces cash and reduces a liability, while borrowing increases cash and increases a liability. This topic is important because it teaches readers to think in cause and effect terms rather than rote rules. It also builds confidence for anyone who needs to work with bookkeeping software or communicate with an accountant. Understanding the underlying structure helps readers spot problems like miscategorized expenses, missing liabilities, or revenue recorded at the wrong time. The topic also supports better internal control, because when owners know how records should behave, they can verify whether reports make sense. For small businesses, where one person may wear many hats, this knowledge reduces dependence on others for basic financial clarity and helps ensure that decisions are based on accurate data rather than guesswork. Lastly, using financial statements to make better business decisions. Beyond definitions, the book aims to make accounting useful by showing how the main statements work together to support decisions. Readers learn to connect the balance sheet, income statement, and cash flow perspective into a coherent dashboard. The lemonade stand example makes it easier to see how choices about purchasing, pricing, and staffing change results. This topic reinforces that statements are tools, not paperwork, and that the goal is insight, understanding margins, managing costs, planning for taxes, and deciding whether to reinvest or conserve cash. It also highlights the importance of tracking categories consistently so trends are visible over time. For entrepreneurs, the payoff is practical. Evaluate whether the business is growing in a healthy way, whether debt levels are manageable, whether inventory is tying up too much cash, and whether profitability is improving. The book encourages readers to use numbers to ask better questions, such as why profit rose while cash fell, or why sales grew but margins shrank. Compared with purely theoretical accounting introductions, this decision-oriented approach helps readers translate financial literacy into action, making accounting a competitive advantage rather than a chore. In conclusion, this book is best for entrepreneurs, small business owners, managers, and beginners who want to understand financial accounting without taking a formal course. It is also useful for freelancers and employees who review budgets, talk with accountants, or need to interpret financial statements in meetings. The main benefit is practical confidence. By learning the core concepts through a simple business scenario, readers can grasp what the balance sheet and income statement are really saying, recognize how everyday transactions change the financial picture, and separate cash movements from true operating performance. That clarity can improve pricing decisions, cost control, inventory planning, and borrowing choices, all of which directly affect survival and growth. Compared to many introductory accounting books, this one stands out because it is built for real-world application rather than exam preparation. The Lemonade Stand framework keeps ideas concrete, so readers retain them and can explain them to partners or team members. It also helps bridge the gap between bookkeeping outputs and business judgment, making it easier to use accounting software and to ask smarter questions of professionals. For readers who want fast, usable financial literacy, it offers strong value and is worth buying as a clear, approachable reference. If you would like to support Daryl Mullis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.